100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where I talk about the everyday experiences that we have and encounter in our lives and how to use those experiences to drive forward progress and momentum in our lives. This week, I want to talk about making mistakes, screwing things up, getting things wrong, making every wrong choice, as it seems, in our lives when we look at them. And how to use that to our advantage and not keep making the same mistakes over and over again. Because when we make those mistakes, that really is the first step to learning a lesson, to building a skill, to doing something new and interesting and exciting in our lives. But it only works if you stop making the mistake at some point in time. Hopefully after the first time, but sometimes, you know, we learn a little bit more slowly. We don't pick up on things quite as quickly or as well as we'd like to. And we repeat the same mistake from time to time and leave ourselves without having taken away the lesson or the progress that we ought to have from making that mistake. But in order to be able to move on and learn and grow from making that mistake, we also have to recognize in ourselves and accept in ourselves that we're going to make mistakes, that it's okay to not be perfect, that sometimes I'm going to do things that I screwed up. I didn't make the best choice. I didn't do the thing that would have driven to the best outcome. And that's part of my experience. That's part of how I'm going to learn, and that's part of how I'm going to grow in the way that I need to accomplish the things that I really, really want to get done, the things that really, truly matter to me. Sometimes you have to make mistakes. Sometimes you have to be imperfect in order to get there. And that can be a really challenging lesson to learn, is that sometimes it's okay to screw things up. And when we make those mistakes, instead of running from them or hiding from them or trying to hide them from other people, that sometimes we just have to own whatever those mistakes are. Hey, I didn't get this right, and here's what I took away from it. And that works, that's the same thing whether it's at work or whether it's at school or in a relationship or anything else, that you can't just go and disregard every other lesson that you've learned in life when you make those mistakes. You can't turn your back on every other skill and piece of insight and information that you've learned. But sometimes you're going to get things wrong. Sometimes you're going to forget a birthday or an anniversary or a meeting or an appointment, or you're going to get a work product, just to make a mistake on something that you're doing in school or at your job. You're going to get small things wrong. And that's part of the experience. That's how you can learn and grow and develop in your life and in your progress, is by making those mistakes. And it's when we stop making those mistakes and we use that to lever to our own advantage, to drive us to a forward place, that we now, instead of calling it a speed bump, we can use that as a ramp to take us to the next level in everything that we're doing. And we can drive ourselves to a different place by using those mistakes as catalysts, as launching points, as beginnings to something new and different. But first, we have to not be afraid to make the mistake. Right? We shouldn't go out and try to screw things up. That's not what we're here for. We're trying to learn things and move forward and progress in everything that we're doing in our lives. But sometimes we're going to get it wrong. Sometimes we're not going to get 100%. We're not going to bat 1,000. We're not going to come out of things unscathed. And it's okay to make those mistakes. And when you look back at your life, sometimes those mistakes are the things that drive the great outcomes that you have accomplished or that you're trying to accomplish, that you would have never been able to influence that person's life, that you would have never been able to understand why those things are important if you hadn't made those mistakes for yourself, if you hadn't learned from them. And so the first thing that we need to learn to do around our mistakes is realize that it's okay to make them sometimes, that we won't always get it perfect, that we can really drop the ball on things as long as we then take the next step and we learn from it and we grow and we develop and we don't stop at that mistake. If you stop at that mistake, then it becomes a pattern, and then it becomes a choice, and it becomes behaviors that are no longer mistakes. It's choices. It's things that we are now deciding. This is how I want to execute. I want to execute in this error. I want to do this thing wrong forever, because we're choosing to do it once we recognize that mistake and see where we're at in our lives, and we keep doing it. So that's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is continue to move towards our goal, to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. And if we make mistakes along the way, that's fine. That's good. That's part of what we're trying to do and where we're trying to get to. And that's a piece of our journey, but we can't stop there. We can't live in the mistake. So when you do make those mistakes, when I make those mistakes, I have to remind myself of, it's okay. It's okay that I screwed this up. It's okay that you didn't get that right. It's okay that there was an error here, that you missed something, that you didn't consider something, that something went wrong. It can't always be perfect. And that's fine. As long as you take that next step and you do learn and grow and develop and use that to push you forward. And now you can look back and you can look at that mistake and you can say, what a valuable lesson that was that I learned. I'm so glad I had the opportunity to not continue to repeat this in my life, and that I can use this as an opportunity to grow and develop and move forward that I wouldn't have had otherwise, because maybe I don't have a mentor in my life or an example in my life that can show me how to avoid that mistake. Maybe there was nobody there to tell you not to do something in a certain way. And maybe you have to do that and experience that and go through that yourself. And that's all okay. Again, as long as we don't stay there, we can't live in our mistakes, but we have to make them. We have to live from our mistakes and move forward and get past them and realize that it's just a piece. It's a step. It's a spot on the line of our life, of our experience, and it's not everything that we are. That mistake doesn't define us, just like our successes don't define us or anything else. The only thing that defines us is the life that we choose to live and the actions that we continue to take every single day as we move forward in our life. And that is what defines us. It defines us how we proceed, how we progress, how we move forward, what we bring to the world, how we change the world, what's the impact that we have on the people around us. And if we choose to continue to live in our mistakes, then that will be the thing that will define us, not because we made a mistake, but because we chose to live there. We chose to stay in that same place and not to learn and grow and develop and move forward. And that can be what defines you, but only if that's where you stay. If that's where you stop growing and stop changing, is at the point of that mistake, then that will be what defines you, but it doesn't have to be. We can all choose to define ourselves by our actions and by our lives in a way that doesn't look anything like the mistakes that we've made. I've made plenty of mistakes, more mistakes than I can count. And some of them have been very hard and painful and real opportunities to learn and grow and develop. And they only have been because I've been able to continue to press on and move forward and get past them and see what comes next and learn from them and grow and continue to work on not being afraid to make another one. Maybe I'll screw something else up. Maybe I'll get something else wrong. And that's fine, because I know, I've seen, I've observed what happens in myself when I continue to move forward from those. And when I grow and I change in my approach, in my experience, from the mistakes that I've made. And that's the opportunity that every one of us has, is to not just be okay with making mistakes, but to be able to learn and grow from that and to launch ourselves into the future that we really want to live, that we feel called to, that our purpose is made up of. And that is where we can use our mistakes to help us get to where we're trying to be. You don't have to define yourself by your mistakes. It's okay that you've made mistakes. It's okay to move forward from your mistakes. And that is how you can achieve your best lifestyle. That's all I've got for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you found something good and useful that you can use in your life in here, and that you stop being afraid of making those mistakes. Stop being afraid of the mistakes you've already made. Learn how to use them. Learn how to push yourself forward and continue to grow and develop and move closer to your purpose. Have a great week. 100% owned and operated
Bashani Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.